This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute? It's a now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall situation, because researchers have measured the actual blood alcohol level of fans leaving professional football and baseball games, and they found that 8% of all the spectators willing to take the breathalyzer exam were over the legal limit for driving. The work appears in the journal Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research. The investigators managed to get breath samples from 362 fans exiting 13 different baseball games and 3 football games. 40% registered some level of alcohol on the meters. Fans under the age of 35 were 9 times more likely to be over the limit than older fans, and tailgaters were 14 times more likely than other fans to be over the limit. Lead researcher Darren Erickson of the University of Minnesota points out that if the 8% finding holds for the whole crowd, at the conclusion of an NFL game, some 5,000 people over the limit could spill out into the streets and potentially behind the wheel. Remember, these results apply to those willing to be tested, so the true percentage of uncooperative inebriates may be higher. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.